Welcome to Fenway Park in Boston, for the game between the Philadelphia Athletics and the Boston Red Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Philadelphia Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Pete Suter. Batting second. The first baseman, Lou Limmer. Batting third. The third baseman, Jim Finnegan. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Gus Zernial. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Vic Power. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Bill Wilson. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Jack Littrell. Batting eighth. The catcher, Jim Robertson. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Johnny Gray. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, Johnny Gray. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Billy Goodman. Batting second. The left fielder, Ted Williams. Batting third. The right fielder, Jackie Jensen. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Sam Mealy. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Grady Hatton. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Jim Pearsall. Batting seventh. The catcher, Sammy White. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Milt Bolling. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Tom Brewer. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Tom Brewer. And now, play ball. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter hits a fly ball into center field. Pearsall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lou Limmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Limmer hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jim Finnegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Limmer. The throw from White and he is out, Bolling applying the tag. Two outs. Jim Finnegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finnegan hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Littrell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams strikes out. Two outs. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Sam Mealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mealy hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Suter scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Gus Zernial is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zernial strikes out. One out. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bill Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson takes first base on ball four. Power moves to second. Jack Littrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Littrell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bolling fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Grady Hatton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatton hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Robertson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Sammy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White hits a fly ball into right field. Power settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Milt Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Pearsall moves to second. Tom Brewer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brewer strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Jim Robertson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robertson hits a pop-up towards third. Hatton settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Gray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gray strikes out. Two outs. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter is 0 for 1 in the game. Suter hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Goodman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman is 0 for 1 in the game. Goodman takes first base on ball 4. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 1 in the game. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Suter fields it and throws to get Goodman, who tried to advance to third. One out. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Jensen hits a fly ball into left field. Zerniel settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Sam Mealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mealy is 0 for 1 in the game. Mealy hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Suter settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Lou Limmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Limmer is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Limmer strikes out. One out. Jim Finnegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finnegan is 0 for 1 in the game. Finnegan hits a fly ball into center field. Pearsall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gus Zerniel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zerniel is 0 for 1 in the game. Zerniel is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Grady Hatton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatton is 0 for 1 in the game. Hatton takes first base on ball 4. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Pearsall hits a ball on the ground towards short. Littrell misplays the ball. That's an error on Littrell. Hatton moves to second. Sammy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0 for 1 in the game. White bunts towards the mound. Gray fields it and throws to first for the out. Hatton moves to third. Pearsall moves to second. One out. Milt Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Bowling hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hatton scores. Pearsall scores. It's 2-0, Red Sox. Tom Brewer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brewer is 0 for 1 in the game. Brewer strikes out. Two outs. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Goodman bunts towards third. Finnegan fields the ball and can't make a play. That's a base hit. There goes Bowling trying to advance. Here's the throw, and he's out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Power hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hatton fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Wilson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bowling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jack Littrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Littrell is 0-for-1 in the game. Littrell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hatton fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-2 in the game. Williams takes first base on ball 4. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Jensen hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Williams moves to second. Sam Mealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mealy is 0-for-2 in the game. Mealy bunts in front of the plate. Robertson fields it, throws to third for one, and over to first for the double play. Jensen moves to second. Two outs. Grady Hatton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Jensen moves to third. Grady Hatton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatton is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Hatton takes first base on ball 4. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Pearsall hits a ball on the ground towards short. Littrell fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Jim Robertson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robertson is 0-for-1 in the game. Robertson hits a pop-up towards short. Bowling settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Gray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gray is 0-for-1 in the game. Gray hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bowling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter is 0-for-2 in the game. Suter hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Goodman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Sammy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0-for-1 in the game. White hits a ball on the ground towards third. Finnegan fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Milt Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Bowling hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Wilson. Bowling reaches second base with a double. Tom Brewer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brewer is 0-for-2 in the game. Brewer hits a fly ball into right field. Power settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Goodman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Littrell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Lou Limmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Limmer is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Limmer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Goodman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Finnegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finnegan is 0-for-2 in the game. Finnegan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hatton fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Gus Zernial is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zernial is 0-for-2 in the game. Zernial hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Hatton settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Williams hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-0, Red Sox. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Jensen hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Sam Mealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mealy is 0-for-3 in the game. Mealy hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jensen moves to second. Grady Hatton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatton is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Hatton hits a fly ball into left field. Zernial settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Pearsall hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Zernial. Pearsall reaches second base with a double. Power throws the ball into Finnegan, who tags Pearsall trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Jensen scores. Mealy goes all the way around to score. Two outs. It's 5-0, Red Sox. Sammy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0-for-2 in the game. White hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Finnegan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Power hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Pearsall. Power reaches second base with a double. Bill Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Wilson strikes out. One out. Jack Littrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Littrell is 0-for-2 in the game. Littrell hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Brewer fields it and has Power trapped. There's the throw to Goodman and over to Hatton, who tags Power for the out. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Jim Robertson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robertson is 0-for-2 in the game. Robertson is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Athletics nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bill Oster now pitching. Milt Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling is 3-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a double. He's got two RBIs. Bowling hits a fly ball into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tom Brewer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brewer is 0-for-3 in the game. Brewer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Littrell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Goodman hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Williams takes first base on ball 4. Goodman moves to second. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 3-for-4 in the game, with 3 singles. Jensen hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Limmer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Elmer Vallow pinch hits for Bill Oster. Elmer Vallow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallow takes first base on ball 4. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter is 0-for-3 in the game. Suter hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bowling fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Lou Limmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Limmer is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Limmer hits a ball on the ground towards first. Mealy scoops it up and throws to first, with Brewer covering, for the out. Suter moves to second. Two outs. Jim Finnegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finnegan is 0-for-3 in the game. Finnegan hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 5-2, Red Sox. Gus Zerniel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zerniel is 0-for-3 in the game. Zerniel hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Boston Red Sox, 5, and Philadelphia Athletics, 2. Goodbye from Fenway Park in Boston.